Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you. Yeah, and my name is Andrew D, and this is my show. It's the, I nearly said the Andrew D show. Well, it is. Yes, it is, but it's called Spiritual Awakenings, and thank you for tuning in tonight. And I can see we've got Vicky and we've got Selena as well, and I believe Selena's called in as well. Selena's in the chat room, and I believe Selena and Melvin are called in tonight, so we'll be getting down to those fairly quickly. But over the next hour, it always starts off... Ken, my producer, and I, we always say, oh, there's not many callers, and then suddenly everybody phones in on the hour. But if you do want to call in tonight, yeah, well, it is a toll-free number, which is 760-283-4611. I'll read that again for you, 760-283-4611. But if you do, if you're in the UK and you're listening, because I know many of our callers are stateside or our listeners are stateside, but if you are on this side of the pond, then probably the simplest way is if you go to my website, which it's changed, ignore what we said in the jingle there, and I've got to get that changed myself, but my website is Andrew D, and D is spelled D-E-E, www.andrewd.com, and there's a link to Blog Talk Radio down there, and you'll see a Skype link, and click on that, and of course if you've got Skype and you've loaded it onto your PC, then you can fire away, call in for free, get a free reading. It doesn't come much better than that. McDonald's don't even have a host like that, do they? But anyway, guys, yeah, it's been a busy week, and I think I've got to say a big thank you. It was a little bit confusing last week because I wasn't very well, and a few people jumped in. I believe it was Jeanette Ann and Sarah May stepped in at the last minute, if Ken can confirm that for me. I didn't even get to listen to the catalogue version of the show, the back copy of the show. So thank you to the ladies there who looked after that at the last minute, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ken. But yeah, do you know what? Guys, it was one of those little things that, you know, when you're not quite 100%, and then it's sort of other things just take the toll, and before you know it, you've come down, you know, with a bug, and you think, do you know what, I could struggle on through this tonight, but I wouldn't be doing anybody any justice, and just that bit of downtime, and I suppose a bit of extra sleep helped really as well. But there you go. So thanks to the girls on there who did the show. And if you want to listen to Sarah May and Jeanette Ann, they are normally on a Monday night. So get yourself down to MikeSpirit.fm and check out what's going on down there with the different shows, the different times. We've got shows right through now. I think Saturday is the only time that we don't have a show. But we've got Oscar, we've got Jeanette Ann and Mike Davis, and we've got Sarah May. Grant Collins has just come on board. We've got Nick. So, and of course, little old me. There you go. Right, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of music, and we're going to get straight down to that, and I want to... All right, okay. Ken's just writing me something there on the... I'll find out more about that later. He's just corrected me on something. But anyway, that doesn't matter. I can't repeat what he said. But we're going to have a little bit of music now, and then we're going to get down to the phone call straight away. And I've got some new Doreen Virtue cards. I don't even know what they're called. Let's have a look at the box. There you go. Healing with the Angel cards I'll be using tonight. And guys, if you've never listened to the show before or you've not worked with me before, then it's predominantly a mediumistic show, working with those of our family members, friends, loved ones, whoever they may be, who've crossed over. And I was doing a little bit of work tonight in my local spiritualist church, and I was sat with a group of people, and three times I had to try, because there was people who came through that nobody knew, and eventually, you know, I said to the world of spirit, come on, you've got to give me somebody down here that these people understand and know. And that's exactly what the world of spirit did. So send your thoughts up to those people who you'd like to come through. I can't always guarantee it, but I'll always give it a good go. And that's what we do. And what I will say as well, guys, is that I can work psychically. I prefer to work mediumistically. But the reason I use the angel cards is that I like to use them towards the end of the reading and just see if it brings out anything in the reading. And somebody, I've said this week in, week out, that I wish sometimes that you guys could see the angel card that I've pulled, and it truly is a card that fits in with the reading that you've had, and the information is, you know, it does work. But what I will say is that I believe we are going to have webcams soon. How true that is, I don't know, but it's a good rumor to start. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, I say. And, you know, I'll be able to show you those cards if that is the case. So hopefully, fingers crossed, there you go. So, like I said, it's a mediumistic program, radio show. And what I'd like to say to you is that what we're trying to do is provide evidence and of your loved ones from the other side and why they've come through. And sometimes we don't always understand who the person is, but normally when I get that, I normally ask them, well, my recipient doesn't know exactly who you are, but what's going on in their lives and why have you come through? And you can always take the message. And they're a little bit cheeky in the world of spirits as well, because what they'll often do as well is they will jump the queue. There might be somebody third in line on the phones, and the world of spirits has jumped in first. And I often get people coming through later on and say, or even in the chat room saying, I know who that was and I couldn't get through on the phone. So guys, now's your opportunity. 760-283-4611, or go to my website, follow the link via Skype, and we will endeavour to get you on the air. So I'm going to leave you with a little bit of music. Take it away, Ken.
Loud as you can. Happy birthday.
Well, there you go. That was Mr. Stevie Wonder, and happy birthday to me tomorrow. Right, we're going to have a little competition in the chat room, and look at you. Of course, you've got to go to the website, andrewd.com, and then guess how old I am, and I'll tell you what the prize is later when I've thought of something. Okay, guys? Anyway, look, it's a mediumship show, and we're here, and I believe Selena and Melvin have hung on for far too long already, and that's the way it goes. So what we're going to do, guys, and guys, if you're listening in and you do want to try and get a free reading, then please don't leave it till 25 past the hour, and then I've got a queue of 10 people waiting to try and get calls. So try and give us a call now, get yourself in the queue, and we'll get round to you ASAP. Okay, well, let's go to the phone, shall we? I believe we've got Selena there. Thank you for waiting, Selena. Are you still with us?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, how are you doing? Okay.
I'm doing good.
My question to you is,
I wanted to see who would come through.
Okay. And where are you today?
I wanted to ask about my finances and my career.
Okay, tell you what, I'll write that down. And that's always the cue, isn't it? I think any time I've ever had a reading, it's always finance, romance, and jobs and romance. And where are you calling from today, please, Selena?
Orange County, California.
All right, excellent. Okay, what a beautiful sounding place, Orange County. Right, okay, let's see what we got here. Right, now, okay, Selena, right, just as a sort of calm my thoughts, I always find the difficulty is when you chat on the phone like this, sometimes it's easy because people, you've got to talk to me, you can't look at me and just nod at me and nod sagely. So you've got to talk to me, which is good, so I need to hear your voice as well. But the difficulty is sometimes when you're in a room full of people or you've got somebody sat in front of you, that link is sometimes just that little bit easier. But literally, I've got a gentleman just joined me from the world of spirits at the moment, and it's almost, I feel as though, I feel as though this gentleman was in a wheelchair when he was here in this physical life, because it's almost like he's got somebody stood behind, I feel as though he's overshadowed me, and he's got somebody behind him stood as though they pushed him around in a chair. Okay, and this gentleman's making me aware here, and this definitely feels like a wheelchair, and he's making me aware here that it was almost later on in life that he lost the use of his legs here, because he's making me aware here that he would have been able to run and walk and play. This is the way he's making me feel as a youngster, but as he got older, and I'm trying to find out. Right, okay. And he's making me aware of some sort of injury to his spine here, which affected his legs. Would you understand a person like this in spirit, Selena, at all? Would that make sense to you?
No, I'm trying to think of who that could be. I have no idea.
Right, okay. This is what they do sometimes. Right, I'll try and find out a little bit more, and I had this exact problem earlier on today. If I can't make this fit, I'm going to ask him to leave and get somebody in. Right, he's moved on. Okay. Ladies and gents, if you're listening out there and you know of a man who was in a wheelchair later on in life, and I feel as though it was a spinal injury, he's making me aware of the base of his back, and I feel as though he was able to run and walk and play games as normal as a kid. And it was a bit later on in life that he had that problem. Then please, you know, dial in or even let me know in the chat room if you understand this. Because this gentleman... right, okay. And he's telling me that the spinal injury, not only did he use it wasn't just his legs. I feel it was the bottom half of his body that he lost the use of. And I'm talking almost everything here, functionality-wise. So if you can understand who that is, then please give us a call. And let's find out who we've got here for Selena. Right, Selena, I've got a lady just joined me here. And this lady is making me aware that I want to feel as though she's on a grandmother link here, but that's paternal or maternal. It's that sort of generation thing. And she's making me aware that, as you know, some people fill out when they get older and they put a little bit of weight on. But this lady's actually making me aware that she's very proud of her figure, and she would have kept her figure as she got older. And she's actually shown me she's got an apron on, and she's actually tightened it and said, you know, almost, you know, she was very proud of her waist because I feel as though she never put any bulk on around there as she got older. But I feel also that literally all over. And I feel also that she, as she got older, she never really lost it. She kept the color of her hair, because I feel her hair was a very vibrant brown. And she said she started to color it later on in life because she didn't want anybody to know that she was going gray. So would this make sense to you, Selena?
Yes.
Thank you. And would it make... And do you know what? Would it make... I feel as if this was a grandmother. Would this make sense?
I was thinking it was my mom, but I
could
say
mom. Okay. No, okay. Well, let's work with that. The reason is because the minute you said yes, then I feel as though she just sort of came across, full on there. Okay, then. Right. But this lady at the moment, and I know you said you felt as though it was your mom, but this lady making me aware that there would have been a problem with her lungs later on in life, and I feel if it wasn't, I feel she's making me aware of her lungs and breathing difficulties here. Would you understand this with mom?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And she's actually telling me here, Selena, that either you lost touch with mum towards the end of her life, or it's almost like it was a long time ago, that because she's making me aware here, she just said she's having to, you're having to get the old grey matter working again to try and remember these things. Because what she's telling me here is that the way she passed away is not the way she's showing herself to me now, because I feel here she showed me herself in her early 40s when she was very proud of the way she looked, and she said she managed to keep her looks for quite a long time, and people always thought she was younger than she was. Would you understand this? Up until a certain age, was that? Thank you. And she tell you what, your mother really did. I tell you, she's showing me her nails now, and she's actually showing me her nails being a vibrant red, but would you understand where she would have taken very good care of her nails, and she would have had manicured them quite regularly. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and would you understand, particularly she's on about the vibrant red nail varnish, and I feel as though when I go back in time, this would have been almost a trend, sort of, I want to even say in the late 40s here, because she's telling me that she always wore a matching lipstick as well. Would you understand this as well?
Well, she took care of her nails, but she didn't actually wear polish.
Right, okay then. I'll ask her why she's showing me that, right? Because your mum had very long, slender hands, didn't she, Selena?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm looking at the moment. Right. Now, you told me she didn't wear polish, but she wore a clear polish, didn't she? Almost like a lacquer. Would you understand this, to strengthen the nails?
Yes.
And she's actually said to me, the reason she showed me the red nails and then took it off again, she had, because she thought, now we've got a saying in this country, and I don't know whether it means the same in the States, but she said it would look very tarty. And what she meant by that is, I'm going to tell you this first, Selena. Your mum, she didn't pull any punches with her words. She was very direct and very outspoken, wasn't she?
Yes.
Okay, and the reason is, and forgive me, ladies, if you do wear red nail polish, but this lady's telling me she thought if you wore bright red nail polish, people might thought you were a lady of the night. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and her words were, I didn't want to look like a hooker with red nail varnish, okay? And they are the exact words she's used to me here, but I've had to put it slightly more politely. And she said, no, tell it how it is, because that's what she did. She told it how it was.
My mom was a minister.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? But would you understand? Now, you should have told me that, but would you understand where she would have told it how it was? Does this make sense?
That's so funny. That's her.
Sorry?
I said, that's so funny. That's her.
Yep. See, now you expect ministers to come across as all, godlike and everything, but you've told me she was a minister, okay? But she's telling me here, and I feel that this is the way she's coming across with me now, because she used to preach, if she had something to preach about, she didn't care. She would almost stand on the street corner and tell people about it, wouldn't she?
Yes.
Her words are here, Selena, she never reserved her sermons for the Sunday in church. If she had to, but she's almost, your mother, and I don't want to just say a pillar of community, but she was well known in the community, because I feel here as though she took her message out to the people. Would this make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
And I've got her in stores, and it's almost... Now, she's actually telling me, if it wasn't her sister, but she would have linked to the name Margaret as well. Would you understand this?
What was the name?
Margaret.
No, I don't know that name.
Okay. I'll leave that with you. But what she's telling me here is she would take it out and she would go around the shops, and she wouldn't just go to see how people were. And she literally did tend her flock, and that's what she's telling me here. But the reason she's come through today, and I just wanted to bring her love to you, because you did ask about finance and jobs and romance. Okay. What Mom was telling me here, Selena, is she's just showing me about the job situation here. And she's telling me that, can I ask, are you working already?
Yes.
Okay, because your mum's telling me here that if you haven't had the chance of a promotion in work, she's telling me here that you are, she's telling me you should be looking at work, because she's telling me you're not actually fulfilling your, not your role, but fulfilling your life's divine purpose. That's the way she's putting it to me. And she's telling me there's something bigger and better out there for you. And she said, you are not punching above your weight here. She's telling me that, if I may say so, and it's easy for Mom to say this because you can't have this out with her, but you can send your thoughts up to her. But your Mom always wanted people to aim for the top and do the best that they possibly could and not settle for second best. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And what she's telling me here is that where you are at the moment is not where you should be. And she said you should be aiming higher. But I feel as though she would say that to you no matter what you were doing anyway. But she's making me aware that there's more money to be earned out there, Selena. But what she's also making me aware here is that if you haven't already thought about it, there is an opportunity for almost night school or night classes to come up in order for you to sort of just polish your skills. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay, well, she's saying that if you're not, you should be, okay? So I'll leave that little bit with you there. But she's telling me that... now, what she's
Right now,
to me,
I'm working on my master's degree in teaching special education, so I don't understand that.
Right. Okay. Well, sometimes it's maybe the way I phrase it. See, now, I said to you there's opportunities for education and night school. That's the way it's been shown to me. It was shown to me as further education, but that's exactly what you are doing, isn't it? You are doing further education outside normal school. That's what I would call it. But it's funny the way she started off with that, because she's telling me that the finances have... taking a bit of a hit here because of the studying. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, then. This may sound the most common sense thing in the world here, Selena, but what Mom's just explained to me, I've just invited her back in because she stepped to one side slightly, and she said, this will sort itself out. Now, I feel as though I'm being taken to next summer here. Would it be next summer that you graduate from your master's degree?
Yes.
Okay, because that's where she's taking me. But more importantly, next September, almost 12 months from now. So she said there is a bit of a slog to go, but she said you've got this far. She said you've worked this hard to get where you are now. She said, and she also said to me, it's almost like, and I tell you what, Selena, I have written down finance, jobs, and romance all next to each other, and it's the way of. I know you can't see this, but the way I've written it down, it's like they're all on an equal footing here. And what Mom's explained to me is that everything will happen at once. The job situation, the finance, and the romance will all pick up once you've finished having to knuckle down and get this extra work out the way. She said it's almost 12 months from now, everything will start to take care of itself. So she said, don't be worrying too much about that. It's just a little bit more hard work that she's telling me about here. And literally, as I've just looked at the Archangel Michael card, he's saying here, be gentle on yourself. Don't beat yourself up too much, okay? Don't be worrying too much and trying to achieve too much in too short a space of time, she's saying, or he's saying it will all come about for you. But now, I know there's... I've just turned over one of my Oracle cards as well, and it's saying you're not afraid. And it actually shows you David facing Goliath here. You feel as though there is a mountain to climb here, Selena, but what these Oracle cards are telling me is that you're not afraid, you've never been afraid, and she said, you will fill those boots that you aspire to wear, okay? So can I just leave your mum's love with you, and thank you for working with me?
Thank you.
You, Selena. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, guys, I'm just going to take a little drink of water after all that talking. And I know we've got Melvin coming up, and we're going to go to Melvin just in two ticks or two shakes of a lamb's tail, as they say here. But what I would like to do, guys, is just have a little chat for a minute. Okay, so Melvin, please hang on in there. Okay, Mindy, if you want to call in, I'm going to get Melvin out of the way. I'm having a look in the chat room. And if anybody's asking, it's my birthday tomorrow, okay? It says, happy birthday to whoever it is tomorrow. It's me! But, guys, call in 760-283-4611. And, Mindy, you know you're more than welcome to call in. If there's a big queue, you'll just end up at the back. But there seems to be a small queue tonight. But, anyway, I've got a little bit more music coming up for you. And the reason is, I got a new dog last week, and you know how these things work. I was never meant to get the dog, but I did. We've already got a dog, a black cocker spaniel called Bobby. And we ended up in the local, I think in the States you call it the dog pound or the dog rescue center. I won't take up all of your time telling you the whole story, but we shouldn't have been where we were. And we shouldn't have been speaking to somebody that we ended up speaking to. And we ended up doing all of these things and being at the dog rescue center. And it was one of these places that it was only just about surviving with the meager handouts that they do get and donations. And the guy just said to me, you know, you look like a decent sort of guy. If you want to take the dog, take the dog. And his name is Marley. So I've got a black cocker spaniel called Bobby. And I've now got a what we call a border collie, but basically a sheepdog, known as Marley. So Bobby Marley, Ken, take it away.
Don't worry.
That was Bob Marley there, and Every Little Thing's Going to Be All Right. So no matter how you're feeling today, guys, just take a little bit of just a little bit out of something out of that song, okay? And you know, wherever you are at the moment and however you're feeling, then just take something out of that and send love and healing out to you, okay, guys? Now I know we've got a few more calls. So we've got Melvin next. He's coming right away. So we'll go to Melvin right now, followed by UK caller, followed by Mindy. So, and that should take us right up to the bottom of the hour, should we say, or 11:30 p.m. here in the UK as it is. And wherever you are, hope the sun is shining. It's not. It's cold. It's wet. It's miserable here. Okay. Right, Melvin, are you there, please?
Yes, I'm here, sir. Thank you.
But no problem at all. And Melvin, thank you for hanging on there, because I know you called in fairly early, but we try and make sure that we get to the end of the show, okay? So thank you for that. And where are you calling from today, Melvin?
Yes, I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thank you. And was it something particularly you were looking for, or is it just to see who comes through, Melvin, or what's going on?
Well, yes, both. Well, basically, it's this friend of mine's. She was staying with me, and about 2 weeks ago she left, and I just want to know, like, if she's going to come back, and will this woman, will we get married?
Right, okay then, right. And have you not spoken to her or heard from her in the last 2 weeks, Melvin?
Right, no, sir, I haven't.
Right, okay, let's look into that for you, and let's see who we've got through here. Okay, now, I'm... right, okay, Melvin. Now, I've got a gentleman with me at the moment, and this gentleman, the minute he came close to me, now, guys, I don't know whether you know this, but I'm actually 6'5", and but this gentleman, as he sat down and he sort of overshadowed me, it's almost like he filled my chair here, Melvin, and I'm going to get a bit more evidence off this gentleman in a minute. But, guys, if you're listening in from outside and if you come into the chat room and you know who this is, then just let me know, okay? But I've got an office chair with arms on the side here, and it's almost like this guy would have filled my chair. And he's telling me as well that when he was here, well, he said, if I may say so, Melvin, he said it was through unhealthy living, okay? He said And he's telling me here that the way he lived, he said he had all the typical health problems with being overweight, and he said diabetes is one of them as well. And he's telling me as well here that he also making me aware here, he had poor circulation in his hands. He said he always had cold feet and cold hands, and that's the way he's making me feel at the moment. But he's just making me aware here as well, Melvin, that... this gentleman, when he passed away, I feel as though it was his heart that took him, and he actually died a lonely man. And he's telling me that he said he spent a lot of time alone, and he said people didn't really bother with him as well. And he said, if I may say so, he said because of the way he felt, he did a lot of comfort eating, and of course, you know, he entered a vicious circle here. And he's telling me that either he was around 57 when he passed, or that's when his health problems really kicked in, because I feel as though age 57 was very significant for him. And he's actually bringing me memories here, Melvin, that one of his major hobbies, he would have loved fishing in his early days. Would you understand somebody like this, Melvin, at the moment?
Oh, Lord. No, it's not ringing a bell right now.
Okay, then, right. Guys, if you're listening in, then please let me know. But I'll ask you to move on if you don't get that, because I've given quite a good description and he's told me quite a bit of information there. And if he's not here for you, then I'll get somebody very, very quickly who I'd like to think is. So send your thoughts up, please, Melvin. And right, okay then. Right. Now, I've got a lady just joined me here, Melvin. And can I ask you, this lady, I've just heard the word mama. So can I ask you, is your mother in spirit, is she? Has she passed over?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay, because the way this lady comes through, it's almost like she barged in and she said, and I don't want you to be embarrassed about this, because I just feel as though it's a figure of speech the way this lady spoke anyway, and she, but she doesn't want to embarrass anybody. It's just the way. But it's almost like she referred, if it wasn't you, but her children, as was my baby. That's the way it comes across. I felt as though she would have talked. She would have been that sort of character. Now, with this lady, she's telling me here that she could be quite a feisty character, and I feel as though when she entered a room, everybody knew she was there, and she made an entrance. Would you understand this with your mum?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. But she's also telling me here, Melvin, that your mum's telling me that... Ah, right, okay. And she's telling me that as the oldest, she showed me herself being quite young, and then she's gradually progressing to the age that I feel that she passed. And I feel here that, well, she's given me 65 here, and I feel that was a very significant age from your mum, for your mum. But she's telling me here that as she got older, she did become quite domineering, and she's telling me that she became quite, I want to say, she become, well, her words are, she could be, if, and I mean this respectfully as well, but she said she became a little bit of a pain in the butt here before, you know, as she got older, and she'd become quite demanding as well. Would you understand this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And she's also telling me here as well, Melvin, and I'm going to come on to your question very shortly because I want your mum to sort of explain who she was, give a bit more evidence. But would you understand why she's telling me that either age 65 or the number 65 is very significant for you or for her?
65?
Yeah. Can you tell me how old your mum was when she passed?
My mum was 83.
Oh, right. Okay. Nowhere near at all. Okay. Thank you. And I'll be honest and say that's not what she was telling me at all. So let's get a little bit more info from her. Okay. Now, your mum's telling me here as well that would you understand, Melvin? Your mum's telling me, and she wants to apologise for this, but she said, no matter what you did, she's telling me here, you never seem to quite do the right thing for her. Would this make sense to you?
Never try to do the right thing?
No, she said to whatever. She said she was quite. She's quite demanding as she got older, and no matter what you did, it never seemed to be enough. Would you understand this?
Well, my mom, she was a very, like, she wasn't demanding, and no, I don't get that, because she was very nice, peaceful.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. But well, I'll
refresh. She got kind of snappy a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, okay, and that's what she was trying to bring across here now with that. And I'm asking her why she showed me herself as being a little bit demanding here. Okay, what she's telling me is that whatever, if people did things for her, I mean, she's telling me she did get forgetful, but what she's explaining here to me is that if people did things for her, it never seemed to be quite right because she was a perfectionist in her own right. Would you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and that's what she was saying. She said it was her standards, and I sometimes I bring things across wrong, and it comes across wrong in translation from Spirit, and I asked her to rephrase it, and she said she was a perfectionist, and she always wanted everything to be just so, okay? And what she's explained to me here about your friend here, now, if I'm being very honest, Melvin, is that I feel that your friend who left 2 weeks ago, your mum's telling me that you will hear from her again and you will be in touch, because I feel as though there needs to be closure on this situation. But if I'm being honest, your mum's telling me here that, and I know you would like to get married and you would like to settle down, but she's telling me here she doesn't want you settling down for the sake of settling down here, okay? She's explaining to me that the situation or the timing isn't quite right at the moment, and she's just saying to me that you're telling me your mum was very patient at times, and she's just telling me here to tell you not to rush into anything, but to make sure that you've got everything sorted out and everything straight before you decide to move forward with your life, okay? But she's telling me here that, if I may say so, that where you are at the moment. You're looking to move on from where you are, because she's telling me you're not settled in either your current house or your current apartment. And she said you feel as though your life needs to move forward and move away from where you are at the moment. Would you understand this?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay. And she's telling me it's strange because this feeds back to the lady who called before, but your mom's telling me here, she said, don't pin all your hopes on settling down with somebody and some sort of magic wand being waved here. She's telling me that you are slowly but surely working your way, and her words are, she's not telling me anything, but working your way through these issues. And she said, if anything, she said, where you are at the moment, she said, it's almost like she doesn't like the vibration where you are at the moment, and you need to change that vibration. And she said, a fresh start, and being dragged out. I know you told me you're in Georgia at the moment, but she's telling me the town you're in or the state you're in is not where you're from originally, and you're looking to either move back to where you were from or move back closer to where you were from originally. Would this make sense to you?
No, this is where I'm originally from Georgia. Okay. I was born in Georgia.
Yeah, but what about
the same town?
And the same town as well. Okay, but would you understand where you're looking to? Your mom is telling me here that, and I don't want to try and make this fit and say it's in the same part of town, but your mom is telling me she wants you, it's almost like where you live, the town that you live in, is split into two halves, and it's almost like she wants you to move across the other side of town or even out of town to try and get this break that you need. And she's telling me there are too many people, and she's telling me too many hangers-on and too many people who you are either lending money to, or she said you've been looking after and paying for them, and they're basically they've been freeloaders. Would you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and that's where your mom is trying to bring that. Your mom is trying to bring that break in for you, and that's what she's trying to do, is to get you out of that current vibration that you're in at the moment and make it more positive. And actually, the Archangel Michael card I've turned over for you here, Melvin, actually said positive thoughts create positive results. And basically, what he's saying is if you start to think more positively, then this will happen. And Doreen Virtue Healing with Angels cards is actually a healing card here, and it's healing of the heart as well, okay? And my oracle cards, there's a little sheep, pardon me, and it's saying step away from the crowd. So this is, the cards are basically bringing the message through that your mum's brought as well here, Melvin, is that you need to, you've got to live your life yourself and take these steps yourself. You know, nobody can do that for you. But the guidance here is, you know, step away from the crowd and try to move forward with your life and leave behind the old vibrations, okay?
Okay.
Okay, can I leave that with you, Melvin? Because I have got a few more calls to get through. And thank you for calling today, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. All take right. care. Bye-bye now. Okay, bye. Guys, we've got a UK caller here. So let's go straight to the phone lines and see who we've got with us. Hello? Hello? No?
Hi.
Oh, hi there. Who am I talking
Mindy.
To, please? Sorry, who?
Mindy.
Oh, Mindy. Oh, hi there. Sorry, I was expecting a call from the UK, so you surprised me there. How are you doing, Mindy? Okay?
I'm doing well. I'm at work. I signed on in, and there you are, and they said call on in, and I'm saying, oh, my, how could I resist an opportunity? So here I am, Andrew. I'm doing well, and I won't take up line because it sounds like you've got people.
Yeah, I've got a few more calls after you, Mindy,
okay.
And I've got 15 minutes left. So I'll just – you sound a little bit under the weather.
Do an In-N-Out Burger, In-N-Out Burger, like a drive-through from Spirit.
Right. Okay. You sound a little bit under the weather. Are you not well at the moment?
I'm okay. I thank you. I'm very tired. I'm starting to get up in the middle of the night. I'm making my calls to the UK. So, and then I work during the day, so I'm a little bit tired.
Right. Okay then. Right. Okay, Mindy. So, let's quickly.
Yes.
Excuse me. Let's quickly look into this. What I'm being made aware of, Mindy, around you, because obviously, I nearly said we've got history there. I didn't mean it that way. But what I'm picking up around you at the moment, Mindy, is that I know you've already told me you're tired, but I'm just being shown you. burning the candle at both ends here, burning the midnight oil, as we say. But what I'm being told as well is, Mindy, if anything, this is all well and good if you're achieving the results that you want. But and you'll have to use my excuse my sort of English terminology here, but somebody's just telling me here that you're flogging a dead horse at the moment. And what I mean by that is the people that you're sort of trying to whip into shape are not actually whipping into shape. And you feel as though what you're doing is trying to drive these guys forward. And makes sense, would you understand
absolutely right on, Andrew. And that's the job that I'm at right now, because I keep on bringing new business prospects to them, and then it gets up to the one line, and you can't cross the finish line with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether it's to do with your job, because you've never actually told me, and I don't want you to, because I want to try and work what I've got. But I know you did mention Toys R Us once, and I don't know whether that was something separate you were doing or something that's connected to work. But what I'm being told here, Mindy, I'm actually being made aware of new job opportunities around you here, and this is something I'm just tuning into myself. And I'm being made aware of an opportunity that might come up through either another business contact or just an opportunity to almost sort of move sideways, because I feel that this block that you're coming up against, it's a little bit what I would call professional pride from somebody here, and it's almost like if they sort of condone that you're doing well and you're bringing all this work in, hey, that makes them look bad. And I feel that I feel it's almost a little bit like you're going to have to drive around this roadblock. And I feel as though that's what I feel as though that's what I'm being shown at the moment. And I remember talking to you last time about roadblocks, and I didn't understand what that meant, and I'm not meant to. But I just feel as though
I understand what that was, because I went back and I listened to the archives. I listened to your readings. And
all right.
What you had shared with me was very true. The Toys R Us account, if I would have gotten that, it would have put me in the hole, and it was a big crater, so there was a roadblock. What I have to do now is get back to help me. So I've got a business and I do a consulting job. So the business is in the UK is what I'm trying to develop. And that Toys R Us account, she has put me on hold. I have to revisit her when I go back in November, December. But if I would have just gotten that one single account, it would have really done damage to me. It would put me really in the hole. I wouldn't have been able to get on out. I need to be able to bring at least more than one business with me. So that was what that was about. And where I do a consulting gig right now, I'm finding that I bring business, but then you never can close because they never get there. But my question I wanted to know, Andrew, today is I'm trying to get in touch with two very important buyers, and one is called Samantha and one is called Marcus, those two. And I'm trying to get on calendar to be able to see them when I go in November or December.
Mm-hmm. Are they in the UK, are they?
Yes.
Right, okay. Right, sorry, and apologies for interrupting the Mindy,
no problem.
But what was the question?
The two buyers that I want to get in touch with, one's name is Samantha, and the other one is Marcus, and I'm trying to get in touch with them. That's why I'm up in the middle of the night trying to get them to get on the calendar. You have to start in October to be able to see them in November or December.
Right. Okay, then. Now, what I feel here is that I don't know whether it's a choice of two, but I'm being very drawn towards Marcus here, and it's amazing that they could be listening in today. I doubt it, though.
And I feel
with Marcus that I feel that he's the guy that there'll be some mileage in this. Samantha, I feel, has already got her agenda drawn out, and it's almost like she's curried favours with certain, I won't say other people, and I feel as though that she's already decided who she wants to go with, and I feel as though Marcus has got a gap here that you might be able to exploit. And I feel as well, and I shouldn't say this because it doesn't happen in the workplace because we're all politically correct, but I feel as though that the tone that you use and the way you sell yourself or sell your products, it'll be almost like music to his ears, because I feel as though he's being messed around by other people who've let him down, and I feel Marcus is somebody that I could do business with. So, but I feel as though
young,
that
The other gal, her name is Samantha. She's a young buyer, and she's the one from Boots. And I saw her in March. And then she said we need to reconvene in November, December. So she would be the one that I really would like, as well as Marcus. So I'm going to
forward. Well, okay, I just feel favorable towards Marcus at the moment. But what I will say to you here, Mindy, before you go, is that I want to say touch base with Samantha, keep in touch, because I don't feel that's a lost cause, but I just feel as though there's more mileage with Marcus here. But what I will say to you is I've just turned the cards over for you, the Archangel, sorry, my angel cards. Archangel Michael, I'll leave this with you because I haven't got time to go into it, but the romance angels are helping you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, Angel Bridges is telling me, telling you to look deeper into the situation before you proceed any further, which is very apt. But the healing from your angels cards are telling me that your prayers will be answered. But most of all, my oracle cards are telling you to make sure you have fun and most of all get some sleep as well. Okay.
Thank you, Andrew. You're terrific. Thank you very much.
Take care, Mindy. Bye bye now. Cheers. Okay, guys, I think we've got time for one more call. We've got approximately 5 minutes left, and I want to sort of get into that. That was Mindy from, I think she's in California on her lunchtime, but there you go. So, guys, one more call. Who have we got there, please?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel, what is this? Do you know what? How did I know it's going to be you? I actually, when I heard Melvin calling earlier on, I was expecting you, and hey, call me psychic. So, Nathaniel, what's going on? How did you get sorted with your house?
We deleted the buyer, and I have just a break now between buyers and moving, I suppose. So I have a chance to catch my breath a little bit here and, you know, deal with some of my other issues.
Right. Okay. Then now, what I'm being made aware of here, Nathaniel, when you say some of the other issues, I'm being made aware of a young lady around you at the moment that either has just come into your life or you're sort of, it seems to be up and down at the moment, and you're trying to get that sorted out. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. You know who that would be? Would that be Kathleen or Cheryl?
Let me just write those down. I was just shuffling my cards there. Kathleen and Cheryl. I feel it's Kathleen, actually, as Cheryl, Kathleen. Because I feel as though, I feel almost with this lady, I feel, if I may say so, Nathaniel, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, you're a nice guy, you trust people, and I feel as though this lady is possibly giving you the runaround slightly. Would you understand this?
Yeah, she kind of has for about a year, and I've just kind of thought, yeah, you know, but she said I could move in. She was one of the people that I asked to move in, and she's, you know, without a pause, you know, she said, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So all to say to you there is, I would say, yeah, it does feel good, but I would say, I mean, did you take her up on the offer, or are you still undecided?
Well, you know, I'm glad to be home right now. I'm glad to be moving back into my house. Some people were getting on my case, you know, because I didn't manifest the new place and blah, blah, blah. And I said, boy, well, no, I didn't have a new place to go to or, you know, some of the things you would have when you move, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, what we'll say to you then, Nathaniel, is because I'm just looking at my cards here for you, is... Now, what I'm being made aware of here as well, Nathaniel, is I'm being told that you're not actually, if I may say so, looking after yourself the way you should do, because I feel as though you sort of, you put Nathaniel second here for quite some time now, haven't you? Would you understand this?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay then. Now, was there something in particular you wanted to ask me, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm just hoping for some financing, too, you know, because that's going to make everything be able to move. You know, if I had $1 million in the bank, I wouldn't, you know.
Of course,
to move, you know, but I don't.
Yeah, but I seem to remember having a conversation with you not so long back about, I picked up on some equity that was around you, and we sort of agreed between us that your car was worth about $10,000. And have you still got that car?
That's right. It still is. It is.
Yeah, yeah. See, now this is the thing, Nathaniel. I mean, I do appreciate you calling in. You know, it's great to talk again and to catch up with you. But if I may say so, and I would like to sort of pass this out to listeners as well, that or even people who come and have readings with me on, you know, a one-to-one basis, face-to-face, even here in the UK. But sometimes things are shown to me. Sometimes I'm guided in a certain direction, and I'm given, let's say, guidance to pass on to people. And that's why I mentioned about that equity there for you, Nathaniel. Now, it's sometimes you think, well, if I sell that or I give that up, you know, where do I go from there? Do I give everything up? And I still feel that that is an option for you. And I've just turned over one of my Healing from the Angels here cards, and it's actually saying for you to trust, and more importantly, to trust your own instincts and trust those around you to help you, Nathaniel. But more importantly, it's for you to trust yourself and to know that this will work out for you. So would you understand this? Because I feel as though at the moment you're a little bit tentative and afraid to take that step forward in case it backfires. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all I'm being told...
You think moving in with Kathleen would work out?
Well, I shouldn't say this, but it will certainly save you some money, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, if you choose to do that, Nathaniel, then be it on your head. Don't say Andrew D told you to move in with us. But all I'm saying is this lady can be a little bit fiery, can't she? And a little bit sort of...
domineering.
Well, yeah, and a bit... And I feel as though her temperament's a little bit like... what do they call it? A little bit of a hair trigger temperament. Would you understand this?
Yeah, she's pretty feisty at times.
Okay. But I also feel... Yeah, but I also feel that will stand you instead for some good times. Nobody ever said it was life was a bowl of cherries, but it'll definitely be tempestuous and, let's say, unpredictable. So, Nathaniel, I've got to go now. It's the end of the show, but, you know, these are all options open for you. You just got to take, you know, trust yourself, trust your own instincts, and just ask the angels to help you step in with that. So can I leave that with you?
Sure. Well, thanks a lot. Have a great day. Good talking
to you. Take care, Nathaniel. Bye-bye now. Ladies and gents, wow, where's it gone again? Another hour disappeared. But thank you all for listening in. And I really do hope you can tune in next week, same time, same place, and we can have a chat then. So take care. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.